I look great, but I don't smell so fresh.
Is it a bird?
Or is it a plane?
Doesn't it really matter, cause it's just a game? Will the boys be kings?
Or will the girls be queens?
Let's find out, cause it's 8:13!
Thingy-me-jingy, it's the game we play every day. We try and describe some words. You have to figure out what the word is that we are trying to describe. It's all about the boys of Ayrshire taking on the girls of Ayrshire. Two wins for the boys, one draw, and a win for the girls yesterday.
So we really need a win today. So back today representing the girls of Ayrshire is Mary-Ann Duffy. She's 46, she's from Ayrshire, she works for East Ayrshire Council, and she has four fur babies. Morning, Mary-Ann.
Morning.
Morning. So yesterday when we spoke to you, you said that it was you and your husband's wedding anniversary. Did you have a lovely day?
Yes, we did, thank you.
What did you get up to?
Went to pictures and then went out for dinner. It was great.
Oh, did you see anything romantic?
Went to see the Avengers.
I knew you were going to say that.
Right, Mary-Ann, I'm going to try and describe some words, and all you have to do is try and guess what word I'm talking about. And if you don't know the word, you say our magic password, which is
thingamajiggy.
Yeah, but remember, you can only use it once, and I haven't seen the words beforehand either, which makes it difficult. Right, okay, your 30 seconds starts now. This is a character in Toy Story. Somebody Lightyear.
Buzz.
Yes. Stan Lee was famous for writing what?
Thingamajiggy.
Okay. Money is taken off your wages, and it's called what?
A direct debit.
No, like every month money is paid towards what?
Mortgage.
Nope. It's a three-letter word. Nobody likes paying it.
Debt.
No.
How many letters?
Three.
Whoa!
No.
The word was tax. Oh, difficult, difficult. I know it's tax. Tax. So what was the thingamajiggy? Stan Lee, what was it you said?
Comic books.
All right, comic books. Right, okay, let's see how you get on against Graham McBride. Graham is 28. He's from Maybole. He's a new player this morning. He's a subsea engineer. What does that mean?
Just means I work in a bit of kit that works underneath the water.
All right, okay, so you're not a diver. You're working on, you're controlling the kit underneath.
No, I am controlling it through the surface, sir.
Good man, right, okay. And your nickname's Grapes, how did that come about?
Primary one, just stuck for 20 odd years.
Graham Grapes, right, 20 odd years. Good man, Graham, right, you got a score of, you got one? Is that one, mate, that one?
Yeah, one.
Oh my, right, okay. Let's see how you get on, no pressure, 30 seconds on the clock, score a one to beat, and your time starts now. They say this never strikes twice.
Lightning.
Yeah. Somebody that runs after you in a big fancy mansion house. He'll maybe wear like a bow tie. He serves.
Butler.
Yeah, that's him. You get this in the grass in the morning on the 1st of May. You wash your face in it. Chew, yeah. This is something to do with Instagram or is it something to do... It's a wee diagram. It's two wee lines and another two wee lines. All right, okay. Somebody that eats a lot. There's some people say I'm this.
Obese.
I was trying to describe greedy. And the thingamajiggy was hashtag, which means it was a score of three. Well done, the boys get a win. Oh, never mind, Mary-Ann.
Nah,
no luck. Oh, no luck. Never mind. You get a laugh with me getting called a beast this morning. No, anyway. Listen, have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Have a great weekend. And Graham, well done that, man. You're back on Monday, all right?
Aye. Sorry for calling you a beast.
Don't be... That is fine. I've been called worse. Good man, right? Listen, have a great weekend, and I'll we'll speak to you Monday, all right?